Sixth.
From the Interim Director of Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to create 4 full-time disability benefit specialists in the Disability Service Division of the Department of Health and Human Services, effective February 21st, 2011. This will also go to the Committee on Personnel.
I move approval.
Supervisor West moves approval. Good morning, Ms. Leide.
Good morning. This is a recommendation to create 4 disability coordinator positions, disability benefit coordinator positions that are part of the resource center. They are essential function as part of the delivery of the disability resource center. We receive money for the state to fund this function. We had originally subcontracted this function out when we first started the resource center, and just based on the delivery model, which is having options counselors. We also have economic support specialists within the division. And then having the benefits coordinators there, we believe that this is a better service delivery model to provide the one-stop shop concept to individual consumers. It is really a critical function in terms of helping individuals navigate the system when they have experience and difficulties receiving SSI. They also have the ability to assist with appeals. These positions are backed up by staff of attorneys that are with the Disability Rights Wisconsin. They work very carefully with them. And just in terms of the delivery model, when you have a number of individuals working on behalf of one person, we believe having these positions internally within the resource center will deliver a better outcome in terms of service delivery. And then they are supported by funds that we receive from the state to do that. So we would then have options counselors, we would have our economic support staff, and our disability benefit specialists under one roof that would really work on behalf of consumers. So we believe this is a good service delivery model for our resource center.
Any questions? Supervisor Joseph?
I have a question on the financial note.
Mm-hmm.
You have the operating budget for the subsequent year, a budget expenditure of $246,000 but zero revenue.
Mr. Regine?
Mr. Chair, if I can answer that question. We prepared the fiscal note. The assumption in the second year is the contract is no longer in place. However, what we failed to note in the fiscal note that Ms. Leide just mentioned, these positions are funded with revenue from the state. And so the cost in the subsequent year on a tax levy basis would be zero. The cost to the state would be $240,000. However, that cost is still less than what the contract with the outside contractor would have been had these positions still been there. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not so sure the financial note is correct.
If the chairman would like, we could revise the fiscal note to reflect that.
I would appreciate that. I'm going to be showing that this is a zero revenue, and it looks like it's tax levy.
Mr. Chairman, no, we apologize for the confusion. We can revise the fiscal note and have it to you before board day.
Mm-hmm.
Before the board day?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Supervisor Mayo, did you have something in?
Okay.
I did see in the description of fiscal effects on item B, it does indicate that there will be a savings from, I guess, the reduction in outside expenditures for the current year.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be adding that fiscal note somewhere in that area to show that going forward that there will be an offset from state funds.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Yes?
Aye.
Joseph?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion to approve, 6-0.
Okay.
Thank you.